Welcome to the Magnet for Love podcast. Does the idea of meeting the man of your dreams feel impossible to you? We are here to help you. This is your host, Lorna Poole, sharing the secrets of men, love, and relationships so you too can succeed in love. Haven't found the one yet? Looking for some answers? Head on over to www.lornapoole.com to find out more. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Magnet for Love podcast. Do you find dating is stressful, time-consuming, and far too much work? You put all the efforts into getting a man to like you, and he just ends up breaking your heart. For most of us, our love life is a topic fraught with worries and fear. We worry about being rejected. We worry about what he thinks of us. We're afraid of growing old alone. No wonder we struggle so much. By spending so much time thinking about ways to avoid pain, we're missing opportunities to create what would actually make us happy. The pleasure principle is a guideline that takes you through the initial stages of attraction, all the way through to lifelong love and commitment. It helps you avoid the traps that have drugged you down in the past by focusing your attention on what matters, your pleasure. Amy Waterman is the author of 5 books on dating relationships and the co-creator of many more. She's been writing for women since 2005, and she's fascinated by the way in which the latest scientific research has totally transformed our understanding of love and relationships. Her specialty is in the way the brain works. Amy brings a wealth of personal experience from 2 decades of international living. She currently lives in the Pacific Northwest with her daughter and enjoys indulging her inner health with running, yoga, nature, and green smoothies. Amy, great to have you.
Hi, Lorna. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Pleasure principle. What does that mean?
I am a flag waver for pleasure because I don't think it gets enough focus. The pleasure principle is actually a very old principle that was developed back in the 1800s by a philosopher named John Stuart Mill. And he developed this idea that happiness is nothing more than avoiding pain and pursuing pleasure.
I would say that's true, very much so.
It is. And fast forward 200 years later, and we're here in America, what do we find? We find we're really good at avoiding pain, but we're not so good at pursuing pleasure. And here in America, we actually have a historical reason for this. America was founded by the Puritans. And the Puritans were a group of people who believed in hard work, family, and God. And they believed that pleasure was sinful. It was unethical, it was immoral, and it was bad. So they founded America based on the principle that we don't want pleasure. We want to work hard and we want to avoid pain.
This podcast is from Ireland. So I think that's worldwide, right?
Yeah, it might be everywhere. I think it's partially the religious focus. The religious focus is very much on avoiding pain because pleasure leads you away from the straight path everywhere.
I don't know about your upbringing, but my upbringing was spending time on what makes you happy. It was sort of a waste of time or a bad thing a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah.
If it's not painful, you shouldn't be doing this kind of mentality, which is doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. And we were raised to believe that discipline and hard work gets you where you want to go. Pleasure leads you astray. If you follow pleasure, you're going to end up homeless, educationless. You're not going to have a good life. So we have a lot of beliefs around pleasure that are bad. And this is what I want to address, because what I believe is that what we think is pleasure isn't actually pleasure. We've been confusing genuine pleasure with a lot of what I call pseudo pleasures, which are things we think are pleasurable, but actually aren't. So
give examples of them.
Yeah. So one of the things we think is pleasurable, for example, is buying something. Let's go treat ourselves to something.
Yes.
But what is buying something? All you're doing is you're handing over your credit card or some money you're getting a bag and you're walking away. Where's the pleasure in that? So what it is we have this idea that it's pleasurable, but it's in our head. It's in our head and it's not in our body. So genuine pleasure has three characteristics. This is the good kind of pleasure. This is the pleasure that I'm advocating. Genuine pleasure is a physical experience. You actually feel this warmth in your gut. You feel relaxation. It's literally a biochemical experience. Your brain is releasing all these feel-good chemicals that's transforming how you feel. So it's not in your head, it's in your body. The second part about pleasure is that it's in the moment. You're completely caught up in whatever you're doing. You're not thinking about the future. You're not worrying about your past. You're just there in the moment. And this is the third bit that's a clincher. Genuine pleasure has no pain attached, which means it is guilt-free. So if you're doing something that you think you shouldn't be doing, if you're doing something that you know you're going to pay for later, that doesn't count because there's pain in it. And what we're looking for is the genuine, pure form of pleasure that's life-affirming and empowering. And it's got to have all those three characteristics.
So say the characteristics again. I kind of missed them a little bit.
So the first one is that it's a whole body experience.
Whole body, yeah.
It's not in your head. It's not something you're thinking. You feel it in your body. And the second part is that it's in the moment. You're not thinking forward or thinking backwards. You're just caught up. It's like a flow state. You're just immersed in how wonderful it feels. And the third part is that it's guilt-free. And that's so important because if we pursue pleasure in ways that we know are bad for us, we're not getting pleasure out of it. We're getting a distraction and more pain. So I really want people to understand that real pleasure, the kind that will guide you truthfully, is not something you're going to have to feel guilty about.
I have one question, though. And this is what distracts me. Say a 10-year-old girl, right? And she's very fearful of leaving her mom and dad alone and very clingy to her mom and dad, right? And she needs to be encouraged so that she has independence and doesn't hold herself back from doing things, to do things that don't feel good. What do you say to that? Because I totally get your whole pleasure thing, and I do want to say something about that as well. What about that situation?
The best way to get kids to do something they don't want to do is to make them have so much fun that they forget. Genuine pleasure, again, that 10-year-old girl won't leave mom and dad. Who is a friend that she absolutely adores and has fun with? Get that friend over. Say, you know what? You're going to go over to your friend's house today. You're going to leave mom and dad, but that's okay because you're going to have so much fun you're not going to notice. Little girl
gets
over there.
So you're still doing it with the pleasure thing, right?
Yeah. So what we're doing is we are luring the girl with pleasure. Let's move toward pleasurable experiences rather than saying, you shouldn't be worried about leaving mom and dad. You shouldn't fear these things. Rather than focusing on the pain and the fear, we're focusing on what she can move towards, which is the pleasure.
And what about, I'm sure you're coming to this, but a lot of adults in love tend to think love is, they tend to be in relationships that are actually painful and think it's love.
Exactly. And that's why I wanted to distinguish between the pseudo pleasures. We think a lot of things are pleasurable because everybody tells us they are, but they're actually not because we don't feel it in our body. We're not lost in the moment and we're feeling guilt about it. So one of the things I encourage women to do is start developing a pleasure antenna. Start realizing when you're experiencing pleasure. And to find that out, you need to look at your body. Is this feeling good to you? Or are you telling yourself this should be pleasurable, but it's not? Getting into relationships, I really want to talk about that because that is such an important situation. In relationships that are bad, we get so caught up into avoiding pain. So let's say somebody's in a relationship where they're struggling. Yeah. And one problem comes up, another problem comes up. We tend to spend all of our times trying to fix those problems because if we fix those problems, we're going to be happy again.
Yeah.
Let's apply the pleasure principle. The pleasure principle says pain is not a good guide. Pleasure is a good guide. So what someone in that relationship should be doing is saying, okay, these problems are going to be here for a while. Let's put them to the side for a minute. How can I focus on getting pleasure back into our relationship? Maybe it means having a date night. Maybe it means whatever, doing things like taking baths together, whatever it is that you know makes both of you feel real pleasure. And if you can't get pleasure in that relationship, your relationship is not going to last. A relationship has to have enough pleasure to make the tough bits worthwhile.
Yeah, and there will be tough bits.
Yeah, oh, there will. And studies have actually shown, Dr. John Gottman has done research on this, and he has found that the couples who have the best chance of succeeding see the tough times as temporary rough patches that make them stronger and better. So they focus on the pleasure of knowing they're going to be a strong couple as soon as they get through this, and that's their focus. Couples who don't survive focus on the pain of the tough times. They think, you know, it's so bad, it's so awful, why did I make this decision to be with this person? And they focus on the pain. So pleasure is a true guide. You can trust pleasure, but don't trust pain.
I think you've got a really powerful message that I feel, because you can watch any drama or anything on TV and people, you know, the characters fall in love and, you know, it's all shown to you in pain. And I think subconsciously we take this on and believe it to be true. You know, I've said for a long time, my own story, I went out with men that were bad for me and I hit rock bottom. And after the rock bottom, I realized that love is not meant to be painful. And it can be a big aha for people, you know. It's not meant to be painful.
No, and I'll give you some biological reasons why. So one of the biggest traps for us in relationships is the fact that we worry about them, we stress about them, we see them as a source of pain, and that is sabotaging our love life, not just in dating, but in relationships too. So one of the things we can do for ourselves to unleash our attractiveness and our radiance is to follow the pleasure principle and look for the pleasure. And let me explain why. So in our body, we've got two modes. I call them chill mode and freak mode. And technically, chill mode is your parasympathetic nervous system, and your freak mode is your sympathetic nervous system. And when one is on, the other is off. So what happens when you worry and you stress and you're anxious about something is that freak mode turns on. And you might also know this better as fight or flight syndrome. Mm. So your heart rate speeds up, your blood pressure gets higher, your body shuts down everything that's extraneous, everything that it doesn't need to survive, because it's preparing you to fight a saber-toothed tiger or to deal with this threat to your life. Of course, it's just your thoughts, but your body doesn't know that. So when we approach dating as something we have to freak out about, we get ourselves into this mode where we're tense and we're anxious and we're stressed. Okay, so maybe that's fine, but what happens? It turns off chill mode. And chill mode's the exact opposite of this. Chill mode is your parasympathetic nervous system, and it's also known as rest and digest. It's when you're relaxed and you're peaceful. And you don't need to be anxious for anything. And as a result, your body can go back to doing all the things that it was doing before. It's going back to digesting your food. And chill mode has to be turned on for sexual arousal to occur. So if you are in freak mode, you're not feeling sexy vibes. You're not radiating sexiness. You have no access to that sexy, attractive part of yourself. To get access to that, chill mode has to be turned on. And the only way you can turn on that chill mode is to be relaxed. So when we go into a date or a situation with chill mode turned on, we radiate. We're sexy. We're fun. We're flirty. But what happens when we're stressed? Freak mode's on. We're tense. We're anxious. He picks up our stress. He feels stressed. He thinks, why am I feeling stressed? It must be because this woman and I aren't getting along. And your chances are blown. So what I really encourage women to think about is realize that your worries and your stress and your fears are sabotaging you. Learn to look for the pleasure. By looking for the pleasure, you relax, and that unleashes your natural sexiness.
I agree. And so how does somebody that, you know, is doing the dead opposite to this right now, how do they get going? You did say about having their pleasure antenna switched on. So how can they kind of start?
That is the very first step, is learning what gives you pleasure and looking for that pleasure in your body and not your head. I think a lot of us, what I think of is pleasure is like your fingerprint. It is so unique to you. The things that give you pleasure are completely idiosyncratic. You don't have to justify them to anybody. They're part of what makes you you. And having that awareness is the very first step. Mm. The second step, this is so important. All of us take time out of our day to brush our teeth. We would not think of going through a day without brushing our teeth. We don't think, I'm really busy today, so I'm not going to brush my teeth. That's the attitude you need to have for self-care. You need to say, right, every day I'm going to take 15 minutes and I'm going to do something that I know gives me pleasure. And I'm not going to explain myself to anyone. I'm not going to justify it. I'm going to prioritize my pleasure just 15 minutes every single day. And that alone will transform your life, that practice, because you start to understand when you're really in pleasure and you start to enjoy the fact that you can give yourself pleasure. You don't have to wait for somebody to give it to you. And the third step, and this is for real masters, is to learn to give pleasure to yourself like a lover. I call it being your own lover. Most of us are really good at giving pleasure to other people. In fact, it's one of our greatest sources of pleasure. I love taking care of people, making them happy, surprising them. That makes me feel really good. But when I think about myself, I don't give myself any special treats. I don't surprise myself. I don't do nice things for myself. I take myself for granted. So what I really encourage women to do is to think about all the nice things they do for other people and start doing those things for themselves. So what happens then is that you learn that you can be the source of your own pleasure. You don't have to wait for a man to make you happy. You've got that ability to do it yourself.
And when you do that, surprisingly, he'll show up.
So this is amazing. Dr. Christiane Northrup is an OBGYN who's done research on this. And she found that a woman's pleasure is actually virtual Viagra to a man. All he has to do is look at a woman who's really experiencing pleasure. And just to be clear, I'm not talking about sexual pleasure. This could be any kind of pleasure. And he gets turned on. Her pleasure, completely independent of him, turns him on. So when you are a well-pleasured woman, when you prioritize pleasure in your life and you know that you are the source of your own pleasure, men won't be able to resist you.
Yeah. I always say, live a life you love and you become very attractive. Yeah. Because you're happy eternally. Yeah. Following your bliss. Yeah, absolutely. This is so on point. I'd love to just to give another example, because I found this a bit of an aha when you said buying something. I mean, if I think about it, like you go buy a coffee because we're sold that. Oh, buy a coffee, make you feel good. Buy something for yourself. What else are things that are pleasure, that we think are pleasurable, but they're not?
Television. So one of the things about pseudo pleasures is that they're numbing. They take you out of your body rather than getting you in it. So television and drinking are two biggies. We think watching television is pleasurable, but all that's happening is we are checking out of our bodies for an hour or 2 hours. We're not in our bodies. We're in our heads floating in an imaginary world. So we're numbing ourselves. We're distracting ourselves, but that isn't pleasure. And obviously you can see how alcohol applies too. When you drink alcohol, you relax and the relaxation's pleasurable, but you check out of your body. You know how it's so easy to overeat when you've been drinking. It's because you're not in your body. You're kind of floating in this space that's really nice, but you're numbing yourself. You're distracting. You're checking out. You're not in your body. So it's really this ability to distinguish between genuine pleasure and these pseudo pleasures is a really important first step.
I love this. So Amy, what do you want to leave the listeners with? What's the kind of one thing of everything we said today? I mean, this has been really enjoyable to listen to. I mean, I really love it.
Well, there's really just the simple follow the pleasure principle. Instead of looking ways to avoid pain in your life, look for your pleasure and follow it.
How do we find out more about you?
Well, we've set up a page for everybody listening, and when you go there, you will get a free report that will explain some of the basics of what I talked about today, and you'll get a subscription to our newsletter list as well at yourbrilliance.com. So the place you need to go to get your free gift is yourbrilliance.com/free-gift.
Love that. Thank you, Amy. This has been amazing.
Thank you so much, Lorna, for having me on your show.
Hey, I hope you really enjoyed our conversation today. Are you ready to fall in love with the right guy? Then join me at the Magnet for Love Facebook group with me, your host, Lorna Poole. This is a safe haven of like-minded women where you and I can get intimate. I can give you the support, the guidance, and the know-how to go from "This is never happening to me" to falling in love with the right guy. So go over there. It's at the end of the show notes. It's on the website. Join our Facebook group. And it is www.facebook.com/groups/magnetforlovex. Remember to put that X in there. So Magnet for Love X. See you there. Can't wait to get to know you better and give you that support. It's a really fun and active group. So see you there.
Thank you for joining me on the Magnet for Love podcast. Excited and feeling ready to meet the man of your dreams, but don't know where to start? Do you feel like you have no idea what you're doing to get it right this time? Ready to get some answers? Then head on over to www.lornapoole.com. And let's get you living the life and love you've always dreamt of.